Dictation for Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, Jackson, February 1663. Address as a letter, Dr. Eisenman, E-I-S-E-N-M-A-N-N, 775-4682. Dear Dr. Eisenman, a follow-up for Mr. Jackson comes in person accompanied with wife. Last visit was a month ago. Renal transplant is failing. It's going to be almost 11 years this August. He has symptoms of early uremia based on morning nausea, vomiting, although no major dysphagia. He has chronic diarrhea, worse over the last few weeks, without any bleeding, 3-5 times a day and night. 10 pounds weight loss, appetite down to 2 meals a day, no kidney transplant tenderness, good urine output, no infection, cloudiness, or blood or incontinence, presently no edema, no claudication symptoms or necrotic toes. He does have, however, few scabs all over the body, likely from high phosphorus, PTH, some itching at night, some chest pain, off and on activity, not at rest, chronic dyspnea, presently no oxygen, some cough, clear sputum, mostly dry according to the wife, no gross orthopnea PND, denies syncopal episode, although he is unsteady and there has been falling episode, however, no documented loss of consciousness, did not go to the emergency room, no focal deficits. He snores very loud at night but has not been tested for sleep apnea. There is a prior ulceration on the left hip that has completely healed. He does have some arthritis, mostly on hip areas. He is in the transplant list, University of Michigan. Apparently, monthly blood test is being done. I review medications for transplant on prednisone, myfortic, M-Y-F-O-R-T-I-C, tacrolimus, on phosphorus binders, potassium replacement, magnesium replacement, cholesterol treatment, short long-acting insulin, bicarbonate. Next paragraph, no anti-inflammatory agent. Next paragraph on physical exam, way down to 149. Blood pressure 134/54 on the right side. Standing 120/40. AV fistula on the left side. However, there is no bruit. It's not open. He is alert, oriented sign 3, minor tachypnea. No evidence of localized RALS or pleural effusion. No gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no major murmurs, no abdominal distension ascites, kidney transplant not tender, no gross peripheral edema, no focal deficits. Next paragraph, chemistry a few days ago. Creatinine 5.7 for a GFR of 10, stage 5, normal sodium potassium, bicarbonate low at 13 with a high chloride 116, low albumin 3.3, corrected calcium in the low side, phosphorus elevated 7.1, anemia 9.3, abnormal white blood cell and platelets, MCV of 95, ferritin 77 low, saturation however was 42%, tacrolimus 6.4, goal is 4-8. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Deceased donor renal transplant, August 2011. Next number is stage 5 kidney disease. Early symptoms of uremia, weight loss, poor appetite, nausea, sometimes vomiting, worsening pruritus, needs to start dialysis. Next number, high-risk medication immunosuppressants. We will decrease it progressively over time once he starts dialysis. Present tacro is therapeutic. Next number, hypertension, presently in the low normal with some postural drop, more than 10 points diastolic, did not reach 20 points systolic. Next number, elevated phosphorus, discuss diet and continue binders. Next number, metabolic acidosis severe, continue bicarbonate replacement, update all chemistries. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism. Next number, anemia. Low ferritin but good iron saturation, EPO treatment. Next number, decreased hearing on the left side, and non-etiology. Next paragraph, comments, we have a long discussions where he is in terms of his transplant, the need to start dialysis soon. He has symptoms of uremia, metabolic acidosis. We discuss about diet and above medications. He already is in a transplant list for another kidney, University of Michigan. He wants to do home peritoneal dialysis as a first option. Second option will be home hemo, and then inpatient dialysis. Baby fistula is not open. I sent him to talk to the nurse and confirms my suspicions. He will need a tunnel catheter. He has prior abdominal surgeries, including laparoscopic gallbladder removal, but more importantly, spleen removal and part of pancreas removed the same year of the transplant, 11 years ago. I called University of Michigan, talked to the interventional nephrology unit. Because of these surgeries, they will not be able to do a laparoscopic. Surgeon needs to be involved. Transplant surgeon is doing that. I sent all the referral papers. They expect him to be seen soon on the next few days. New blood test has been done today. Chest X-ray shows no acute process, pneumonia, or severe volume overload. I believe he's in the dry side because of the diarrhea and the vomiting. We are updating hepatitis B and C before we start dialysis. I expect to start dialysis on the next 72 hours. The tunnel catheter can be done locally. All this is discussed with the patient and wife. This was a prolonged visit. 2:15. End of dictation.